Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Maddie Lawson and Taylor Kinnerup, two best friends who attend the University of Missouri J School together. Maddie was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy as a child and then another rare form of muscular dystrophy in February. These two spoke about the future, their friendship, and how it's changing following this most recent diagnosis. Here's Taylor.
Can you kind of talk about, because I guess we don't really talk about it either, like what the future looks like for you?
So basically, like a cold could like wipe me out. They're not giving me like an expiration date per se, but it's just very, I have to stay careful the rest of my life, however long that will be. So it's scary. And I think that I've really felt it for the first time this year. And, you know, being sad and being depressed about it is never something that I really, like, I think allowed myself to feel. Like, just because a person has a disability, I mean, a lot of people think, like, wow, like, they're so amazing, like, how do they do it? But it's not, I think we always project the best version of ourselves, and we still do. I mean, we don't get superpowers just because we're, you know, we have a disability. You just learn, you learn how to cope with it. You learn how to, you know, do the best you can with what you have. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, is just, like, figuring out how to keep going sometimes. I mean, I do feel so blessed. I think I get to watch two rare forms of muscular dystrophy bring out the best in, like, every person in my life. And so that keeps me going, and that, you know, just appreciating the highs and not discrediting the lows. And that's something that I think my friends are teaching me right now, that it's okay to feel that way.
So over the summer, you were struggling with more of the lower end of that spectrum, and you never told me. Can I ask you why, since you're on recording now and you have to?
Oh my gosh, wow,
yeah,
the pressure.
Yeah, I'm putting you in a hot seat.
How dare. It's hard for me to open up and really talk about stuff sometimes, because I know how much it hurts me, like, as a person. And I just, like I'm already dependent on them physically, I think. So, like, being dependent, like, emotionally is something really hard. Really hard for me to do.
But this year, we've been friends for a year, and this was the first time, like, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, was the first time you ever let me physically, like, take care of you. Before that, it was always, like, Starbucks on the date.
Yeah.
So, and, like, I've been a mess in front of you, like, a million times over. And, like, I don't want you to ever feel like, because you can't wipe my butt, that, like, I'm not going to pay it back in a different way, or that you're not paying it back in a different way, and that, like, our friendship's never had a score, and it's never been, like, sometimes you pay for my Starbucks, sometimes I pay for yours.
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's easier just to, like, deal with it in my head and deal with it by myself, when really it's not. And I definitely, I think, need to just kind of accept that I am just a person, and it's okay to, you know, not be strong all the time, and not, like, it's okay to be vulnerable in more than one way.
That was Maddie Lawson and Taylor Kinnerup speaking about their friendship and how it affects them both. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.